How's everybody doing? I hope you're fired up and ready to go, because with a climate issue, we in deep trouble. They just passed this bipartisan infrastructure bill that adds $25 billion in subsidies to the fossil fuel industry on top of the $20 billion they already give every year. And then they're saying, well, wait for Build Back Better. Build Back Better, what's left is corporate welfare. Most of the solar industry, for example, is dominated by big oil. Exxon Mobil, Chevron, BP, Shell, they're the ones investing in solar. And instead of mandating, which was the original proposal, a clean energy standard, to reduce carbon emissions from power production 4% a year, they cut that out. Instead, they're going to give them some money if they do that. But we've been through a decade where renewables have expanded, but fossil fuels have not decreased. And that's what we're going to get with this corporate welfare. Meanwhile, Biden's over in Glasgow saying a bunch of crap about deforestation and 30% reductions in methane, while he has on his desk the ability to stop the equivalent of 400 average coal plants. These are 23 natural gas projects. Pipelines, like we've been fighting in line 3, in line 5, and the Dakota Access Pipeline. He did his token gesture on Keystone and all these others, including 3 liquefied natural gas export facilities. He could stop the permitting in that, and he doesn't. So he's in Glasgow talking crap. Meanwhile, he's supporting the fossil fuel industry. That's where we're at. So we've got a fight on our hands. And they said this was the last chance in Glasgow. No, it's not, because it's not going to get done there. Now, I campaigned going back to 2010 for a Green New Deal to get to 100% clean energy and zero emissions in a decade. And in 2010, that was 2020. And that's what the climate science said we ought to do. Now we're 2021. We're looking at 2031 to do this massive transition, which is going to require the transition from fossil fuel capitalism to an eco-socialism, where transportation and energy, power production, and much of manufacturing is socially owned and publicly planned, so we can get this transition done. By giving corporate welfare and relying on the market, it ain't gonna happen. Yeah. Hasn't happened when they've done these incentives in the past. Yeah. It's not gonna happen with what they're offering now. So that's what we gotta fight for. But things have changed since 2010. Back then, the industrial countries, the rich North, was releasing most of the carbon emissions. It's been a real transition. It really goes back over the last 20 years. The global South may be income poor, but in terms of production, because our corporations have moved factories overseas, the global South now produces 2/3 of the carbon emissions of the world. So now we need to be talking about a global Green New Deal. And the responsibility we have is climate reparations. Because historically, the U.S. accounts for 25% of all the emissions. And even with these emissions now coming from these other countries, a lot of that is embedded in the stuff we import. It's embedded in the rainforest we destroy for grazing cattle to get, you know, Big Macs, and for wood products, and for palm oil, which is part of so much of the processed food now. And those palm oil plantations don't absorb carbon like the rainforest does. So that's part of an unequal ecological exchange, which we bear major responsibility for. Now, people say, well, it's charitable to do these climate reparations, and yeah, we owe it. But I think we need to look at it more positively. These are investments in the habitability of the planet for all of us, including us in the North. So it's an act of solidarity with ourselves as well as people in the poor global South. So I did all that without my notes, and I think I'm about halfway through. So on reparations, in Cancun in 2009, that COP, they said, yeah, even though the U.S. resisted, we should help the poor countries make this transition and help them deal with the damages already caused. Took them 2 years later to commit to $100 billion a year by the year 2020. Well, as of right now, and this is 2021, the world has only contributed, the rich countries, $10 billion out of the $100 billion a year promise, $10 billion total. It ain't even real. Plus, $100 billion even enough. If you just talked about what the U.S. ought to contribute to this reparations fund, it's called the Green Investment Fund, did it on a per capita basis, population, the U.S. owes $35 billion a year. If you did it on the basis of GDP, U.S. owes $45 billion a year. If you use it on the basis of historical carbon emissions, U.S. should be giving $51 billion a year. Right now, in Build Back Better and this bipartisan bill that just passed, there's zero. Now, there's been an analysis, it's called Fair Shares Nationally Determined Contribution, NDC. That's what all the countries are supposed to do. They did it in Paris, they're supposed to up it at Glasgow. And a group of environmental groups, a coalition, Center for Biological Diversity, Greenpeace, Friends of the Earth, did an analysis when Biden said last spring, we're gonna cut emissions by 50%. And like I said, he don't have a plan for that. But they said, no, you gotta cut by 195%. And how do you cut by 195%?
Yeah.
Well, you help other countries cut their emissions.
Yeah. Yeah.
U.S. emissions by their analysis should be cut 70% by 2030 if we're gonna be on a path to 1.5 degrees Celsius rise. That's the goal. But then with these climate emissions, the climate reparations, then you can help other countries. That's how you get to 195%.
Yeah.
That's our responsibility.
Yeah.
So, what's $100 billion a year? It's 10% of the military budget.
Yeah.
We can afford that.
Yeah.
If we did that, it'd be the world's humanitarian superpower instead of its global military empire. We'd do more for peace and security than all that military spending.
Yeah.
We would make friends instead of enemies. But this climate reparations isn't even what's before the federal government. So let me conclude by saying this. Our responsibility in this country is to get a domestic Green New Deal and to get some money for these climate reparations. That's the most important thing we can do. But then we gotta be in solidarity, because where these emissions are coming from, India, China, Indonesia, Brazil, South Africa, they have movements for their own Green New Deals. We need to be in solidarity with them.
Yeah.
Because this is now a global problem, not just something that we can solve alone here in the United States.
Amen.
Thank you, Howie. That was brilliant.